New Millennium Audio presents
Susan Ansbach, Jamie Farr, Elliot Gould, Eleanor Mondale, John Rubinstein, and Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. reading the Washington Irving Library.
Legend of the Arabian Astrologer. In old times, many hundred years ago, there was a Moorish king named Abenhabuz, who reigned over the kingdom of Granada. He was a retired conqueror, that is to say, one who, having in his more youthful days led a life of constant foray and depredation, now that he was grown feeble and superannuated, languished for repose, and desired nothing more than to live at peace with all the world, to husband his laurels, and to enjoy in quiet the possessions he had wrested from his neighbors. It so happened, however, that this most reasonable and pacific old monarch had young rivals to deal with, princes full of his early passion for fame and fighting, and who were disposed to call him to account for the scores he had run up with their fathers. Certain distant districts of his own territories also, which during the days of his vigor he had treated with a high hand, were prone, now that he languished for repose, to rise in rebellion and threaten to invest him in his capital. Thus he had foes on every side. And as Granada is surrounded by wild and craggy mountains, which hide the approach of an enemy,